Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
For more, Simon Marks can join us now live from Washington. Hi, Simon. First of all, how much of a liability is Trump becoming now? Could his staff and other members of his party really begin to fear that he might bring them all down with him?
Look, I think there's no question, Andrea, that that sentiment is now being quietly voiced on Capitol Hill behind the scenes in a very extensive manner, but also now publicly by some Republicans up in Congress. And the move by Jason Chaffetz of the House Oversight Committee to send that letter to the FBI ordering them to hand over copies of James Comey's memos that are believed to be in their possession, that's political and possibly legal kryptonite for President Trump. And the Republicans on Capitol Hill understand that. And so the I word, impeachment, is hanging thick in the air here in Washington. No one is yet saying that the ground is being laid for inevitable impeachment proceedings. But what is so damaging for President Trump about this particular scandal, and remember, it's crisis upon crisis upon crisis. It was only on Monday that everybody at the White House was still asking the press secretary if President Trump was recording his conversations inside the building. Now it's Wednesday. We've been through two cycles of other crisis since then. But what's so damaging about the allegations that James Comey appears to be making is that on the face of them, they would suggest that President Trump was engaged in obstruction of justice. That's the trigger point at which Republicans in Congress who have stood by him up until now suddenly have to start getting very worried.
You can fear implication. Let me ask you, though, Simon, how is all of this going to affect his work now on the international stage? He's got some pivotal trips coming up, not least this weekend. He's visiting Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's completely overshadowing everything. I was just looking before we came on the air. Donald Trump has not tweeted for 15 hours. When's the last time that happened? They are besieged at the White House. We've seen only a written statement from them over the last 14 or 15 hours denying James Comey's allegations, but they're not putting anybody up on television to defend President Trump. There's no understanding of what kind of strategy they may now implement in a bid to try and move this story off the front pages, clear the president's name. It's boiling down to a he says, she says dispute between Donald Trump and James Comey. That's difficult for Donald Trump, a man whose White House is already lacking in considerable degrees of credibility. And on Friday, he's supposed to head off on that first international trip that he's going to make as president. And the White House has to know that these questions are going to dog him every step of the way and constrain his ability to interact with the press wherever he travels, constrain his ability also to make commitments in meetings that he has with world leaders who will be looking at him quizzically and wondering to themselves, is he really going to be president? Is he really going to go the distance?
You know, Simon, Trump has always been deeply controversial, but his supporters stood by him nonetheless. Are they standing by him now? Are we hearing more and more that his approval ratings, even among the staunchest Republicans, are dropping?
Well, look, his approval rating in the latest poll, and we should put a public health warning on the opinion polls because they didn't serve everybody that well during the presidential election campaign, but his approval rating stands at 36%, and there is evidence that among core working class, mostly white, mostly male voters, the people who sent Donald Trump to the White House in the first place, his support is beginning to sag. Nonetheless, you can still find articulate defenders of President Trump who insist that all of this is a media-fueled conspiracy hatched by the Democratic Party in a bid to bring this president down. And one shouldn't discount the fact, you know, that Donald Trump was popularly elected. He liked likes to talk extensively about the size of his election victory in America's Electoral College. It was a substantial victory in America's Electoral College. And undoing that is something that the United States, as you know, Andrea, has only done in modern times once before, when Richard Nixon was ejected from the White House in 1973.
Okay. Simon, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, live from Washington.